Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Let me encourage all of you, go subscribe to the podcast, go subscribe to our YouTube channel. But if you have been frustrated about social media in general, the Clay and Buck Truth Social account is phenomenal. It is absolutely roaring right now. The amount of activity on Truth Social, frankly, has surprised me a great deal. Trump is posting there all the time now, and there are a lot of people rolling in there. So you can find Buck there. You can find me there. We're basically on every social media channel. But if you want to interact and feel like, hey, man, this social media channel with Clay and Buck, man, it's a lot of fun there. I am really impressed with the interaction and responses that we are seeing at Truth Social associated with Clay and Buck count. You can find us everywhere, but just a little shout out there. I think we're 120,000 or so people now are following that on Truth Social, which is a really impressive number, and it's growing fast. So you can find the Clay and Buck Show there. Now, Buck, this is not going to surprise you, but Canada is, we've talked about this before, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand are what the United States might well have ended up with if one of two things had been the case. If we didn't have federalism, or if Ron DeSantis wasn't the governor of Florida.
I think it might have even been able to override federalism. I think without
DeSantis
Florida,
won,
all the dominoes fall.
So we've argued, and I do believe it's true, that the most consequential governor's election in most of our lives, and we didn't know it at the time, may well have been 2018 Florida, because Andrew Gillum came within 30,000 votes of being the governor of Florida. And I think he would have locked down Florida, assuming he wasn't in prison or involved in gay sex orgies. Maybe he still would have been. But I think he would have locked down Florida like New York got locked down, like California got locked down, like so many blue states and blue cities did. So Canada is now offering a fifth COVID shot. You can't get into Canada unless you have had the COVID shot. So my father-in-law lives across the Detroit River down on Gros Isle. For those of you who know the Detroit, Michigan area, you can see Canada from across the Detroit River where he lives. We used to be able to, he's got a boat, little boat, you can jot over, you can hang out in Canada a little bit, just phone it in. I'm not even allowed to cross into Canada because I haven't gotten the COVID shot. They have gone completely, and we've got a lot of Canadian listeners, and we know all of you are experiencing this right now. A fifth shot, Buck. And by the way, the fifth shot should certainly take care of it. The first four didn't. Five is the right number. It's always been the right number. Of course, I'm joking. When does this end? When will there be a number? Because there are a lot of sheep that are rolling up their sleeves. Justin Trudeau is going to be out there with his shirt sleeve rolled up, getting that fifth shot, arguing that all the sheep have to do the fifth shot. What is the number, Buck, where people will finally say, you know what, I'm not lining up and going to get another booster.
We're two years away, in my estimation, from everybody who pushed all this stuff as though they were saving lives. Everyone who pushed the maniacal, idiotic, anti-scientific policies of 2 weeks to slow the spread, to lockdowns, to masking outdoors, masking indoors, masking on planes, masking children, shutting down schools, mandatory vaccine, get fired from your job, vaccine passports. The people who did all of that, which was atrocious and wrong, and they should be ashamed, within 2 years, they'll be like, yeah, that was a crazy time when that stuff was going on. Man, what was that all about? Because it's gonna take time. It's gonna fade out. This is often the case with authoritarianism. People it just collapses under its own absurdity over time when people just realize this isn't something that they're going to enforce, and I don't actually have to do this anymore. But there's a lot of people that still choose, and that's why it's gonna take some time.
What do you think the number is? When because it is kind of funny. And we've been, you've probably seen, some of you out there have seen, like, with the 10th shot, you get a free, you know, Subway, or you get a free smoothie, like all those loyalty reward cards where you would get them stamped, and like on the 10th one, you get a free one. I mean, we're at 5. How long are people still going, like, 6 is certainly going to be here at some point.
There is, I would say 20% of the United States population has decided that they are, and they're also the ones who are magically the most likely to have Ukraine flags, the likely to share their pronouns when nobody asks for them, the most likely to think AOC is intelligent. 20% of Americans, I think at this point.
You think they'll go to 10?
I think they will get a shot. They will get a series, even 2 shots a year, every year, until their 10th shot, and then I think the mockery from people like you and me will finally be enough for them to just start to fade out from it, right?
So you think there'll be guys going to 10. And do you am I being too aggressive? Because you heard yesterday we had Alex Berenson on. I'd encourage you to go listen to that. He was on with us in the third hour. And I said, I think we should have criminal investigations of the Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, CEOs, the larger corporate apparatus, to find out when they knew that these shots were not effective, like we know that they are, and how much fraud they propagated onto the American
public. This is the problem. They're going to say they weren't committing fraud, they were wrong, and they're going to say it's not, I'm just saying this, and everybody, you know, this is like when I told everybody, you're never going to find a judge who's going to throw out votes even that are illegal for the 2020 election, because they won't do it. People said, oh, but you're, so look, I'm just telling you the truth. And that was the truth, by the way. The judges wouldn't even take up legitimate election challenges. You're not going to find any aspect of the legal process, I think, that is going to be willing to punish any of these big pharma companies, because they did it all at the explicit instruction of the federal government. Operation Warp Speed, my friends. We funded this with our taxpayer dollars. Some of this was done under a Republican, Donald Trump's time in office. Now, we knew a lot less then. He's worth, he deserves, I should say, far less criticism, a fraction of the criticism for this, because we didn't have the data. The Democrats saw the data and said, we don't care. We like this. Mask up or else. The Democrats were psychopaths about this. In the spring of 2020, it was, oh my gosh, this is really scary. What are we going to do? It was a different understanding of what we were facing. But the big pharma companies, Clay, they were indemnified. I mean, this is the biggest fraud, and it was perpetrated against us by our own government. And people begged for the government to perpetrate the fraud.
What I believe should happen here is I think the Republicans, it's not going to be signed by Biden, certainly you're going to take back the House, should introduce a bill guaranteeing everybody their jobs back and also getting them paid for back pay if you lost your jobs over COVID. Why I think there could be a fraud claim here, Buck. I think you should also introduce a bill saying we want all of your profits returned to the United States government, or we're going to allow plaintiff's attorneys to sue you. We're going to remove your protection against lawsuits because you have behaved fraudulently. And here's where I think the fraud is, Buck. I think there was knowledge that these shots were not working when the CEOs and their corporate spokespeople continued to say publicly that there were. And I think if you did a deep dive investigation on it, what you would find is they had data proving that what they were saying publicly was not supported by what their private data reflected.
I think what you are saying is true.
Yeah.
I think the problem, though, is going to be a version of what we saw with Russia collusion, whereby, and I know that seems like what could the pharma companies have to do with the FBI and the deep state? They will say, well, it was our call. It was in our purview to make the determination. And basically, we're so stupid that we got it that wrong. So in the case of the FBI, it's we're so dumb that we actually believe that Carter Page.
It's not fraud. It's incompetence.
It's not fraud. It's incompetence. Exactly right. And I think that's what ultimately the pharma companies will say. Oh, there's so much noise, so much data. We did. Unless you can get to your point, the CEO, Albert Bourla being like, this is the most crap vaccine in the history of vaccine.
Which I've never seen.
I wouldn't give this vaccine to my dog, and I hate my dog. Like, unless you get Albert Bourla doing that, they're never going to face consequences.
I think he would say it. And, Buck, what I would say is, at some point, extreme incompetence in a plaintiff context lawsuit becomes negligence, right? So if you are so incompetent, you're like, hey, I'm not responsible for this accident in the car. I was just, like a bad driver at that point in time. Like the negligence itself becomes difficult. Now, criminally, yes, criminally incompetence is a defense, but in a civil lawsuit that was seeking to disgorge profits in conjunction also with a potential criminal investigation, I think the negligence standard from these companies would be reached. And that's why I've always been one of the most nervous things about getting the shots was I said, hey, if these shots are so safe, why do we have to promise all these
right?
Why
they have to be indemnified?
Why they have to get a
total protection from? Look, whenever these things happen, again, I like these analogies that are stretched, but they make the point. There was something ultra shady in the initial Epstein plea bargain in Florida. Actually, it was the federal attorney, federal prosecutor. Because it was for future co-conspirators that weren't even named. That's in a plea bargain. That's crazy.
Yeah.
There's something shady with a shot that's so super duper duper safe that the government also has to say, don't worry, shot makers. You cannot be sued no matter what. This can make people grow a third head and turn their noses blue. You can't be sued for this.
And just think about it.
I guess
outside
it would be
context.
A second head. Third head would be really weird, but you know what I mean?
Outside of the context of the drug shot itself, imagine that you went into a bar to get a beer and you sat down at the bar and they said, yeah, you can have a beer. But before you have that beer, I want you to sign a waiver of liability in the event that this beer is not
safe.
Our
brewery's had a few issues here and there. We got a little bit of a vermin problem. Just sign this release before you have this beer. It's totally safe.
Would you ever drink a beer in a bar that you had to give a release? Or frankly,
I won't even
a restaurant.
I won't even go into restaurants that get a B for their health inspection grade here in New York City. I see that and I go, ew.
Oh, I don't even know how to look up a health inspection
grade. They have a giant letter in the window.
Yeah, right. But like, I go to fast food restaurants. I mean, I've given up on my health.
Oh, fast food restaurants are actually very clean, generally. They actually have very high cleanliness standards because it's also automated and standardized. It's occasionally, you're in some place that you're like, hey, this is the best place ever. And then you find out that it got a C for its health inspection. You go, oh, gross.
That's not ideal.
Oh, you can look up on the New York City website, by the way. And I did it. I'm going to tell you the truth. I went to a Basque restaurant downtown once. Went on a date there. This is like 10 years ago. And I'm like, this place is so fancy. Basque food from the region of Spain. And then I walked past a few days later.
Where Basque food was from.
Yeah, yeah. Catalonia.
I bet the vast majority of people did not know either. I was like, I don't know where Basque
food is. There are Basque separatists. There's a Basque terrorist organization. We could talk Basque all day.
I know the phrases exist, but I didn't know what country it was in.
So it's like Spanish food. Anyway, Don't tell a Basque that. But I walked past the restaurant. I saw what the grade was, and it was a C. And then I looked at, because you can go online. I'm like, oh, my God, what do they have there? Rats in the produce.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And that's disgusting. And then, of course, I was like, my stomach felt a little weird the next day. Then your head starts playing games with you. It's almost as bad as what you get in New York City, which is what I call pigeon backwash, which is where you're walking down the street and a pigeon flies so close to your face that you feel the, like, the wings push air on your, it happens to you. You know, you get a little feather in your face, those flying rats. This is what doesn't happen to country people. It only happens here to us city dwellers.
I don't spend much time around pigeons. Heads up, travelers out there that head to the Marriott Hotel Group. We're talking about travel. Do you know they had another online data breach? Marriott International Hotel Group disclosed they've had a ton of their customer data stolen. This time, data included, what do you think? Credit card information. Happened in June, but you're only hearing about it for the first time now. If your data was mixed up in this, it may be weeks or months before you know about it. All the more reason to protect your online identity with LifeLock by Norton. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Your personal information gets exposed so often, making it easy for a cybercriminal to steal your identity. LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to protect your online identity. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But it's easy to help protect yourself with LifeLock. Identity theft protection starts here. Join now. Save up to 25% off your first year with promo code CLAY. That's 1-800-LIFELOCK. You can call it, or you can go to LifeLock.com. Use the promo code CLAY. That's my name, C-L-A-Y, for 25% off.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. Turns out the CDC is starting to say, we didn't really do the best job with COVID. Turns out that we are not the A team or the B team, more like the C or the D team. They're doing a review. We're going to talk about this coming up here in a moment because, oh, gee, I don't know, 6 feet of social distance. Remember the term social distancing? You never hear that anymore because it is such Orwellian madness. Clay, I'm not saying they made it up as in they did. They literally made it up.
Totally
fabricated.
Yes.
And people acted like this was, they're like, oh, you're 4 feet from me in line at the grocery store. You're practically killing me. The CDC, little Fauci, they went along with all of this.
The circles in your parks in New York City are amazing. The fact that that existed.
They had foot pedals for you to stand in elevators, Clay.
Yeah,
in a freaking elevator. Stand here, not
they
here.
They still had them in the iHeart studios as recently as this summer when I was up there.
Total,
and you were supposed to face the wall, right?
Total
you
were
supposed
to look. We're going to get into this in a second. We're not letting them get away with it, folks. There's a time to change up your plan when it comes to protecting the value of your savings account, and that time may well be now. We're seeing a nice surge in the stock market these days, and that's good, but for how long? And can you depend on it to invest all of your hard-earned money? A diversified plan is best. Best for you, best for me. My plan includes purchasing more gold. I already have gold holdings. I'm talking about real gold, and I'm adding to my gold. It's proven to hold value over the course of time, particularly when markets show real volatility. Who do I get my gold from? The Oxford Gold Group. I've been a client for about 5 years now. They're the industry leader for so many reasons, starting with their advice and their best pricing guarantees. Gold is key to making sure your investments are on solid footing. Call them yourselves to diversify your portfolio. Call the Oxford Gold Group today and get your free precious metals investment guide. 833-404-GOLD. That phone number is 833-404-G-O-L-D.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. One of the reasons why I want there to be significant consequences for our response to COVID that I believe, when you factor in Moderna, Pfizer, and Johnson & Johnson and what they likely knew about the ineffectiveness of their COVID shot, is that I think there was fraud involved. And I think it's potentially criminal fraud. Certainly, the behavior of our quote-unquote experts was negligent in the extreme because they told us consistently over and over and over again things that are lies, and they are still lying to us. Now, yesterday you heard us talk to Alex Berenson about the fact that the Biden White House tried to get him banned for sharing inconvenient truths with his audience on Twitter.
Did get him banned.
Yeah, tried and did get him banned. Ashish Jha, who is basically the COVID czar now in the Biden White House. I want you to listen to this. He is still saying that if everybody got COVID shots, that COVID would basically go to zero deaths. This is a lie, but this is what he is still saying today. Listen.
The social science of building trust, of countering misinformation, of not politicizing the most basic of public health measures, that part turned out to be much, much harder than I think many of us expect. I had a mental model 3 years ago, and now you're going to see how naive I was. My mental model was, you get the science right, build great vaccines, you build good treatments, everybody will come and get it, the pandemic will be over, we're going to be in great shape. Turns out, not so simple. Right now, we have 400 to 500 Americans still dying every day. If everybody was up to date on their vaccines and people got treated with Paxlovid as they're supposed to, deaths would go to close to zero across America. So the deaths are still happening because of that gap between what we know works and what is happening out on the front lines.
It's just Buck.
How much more wrong can it be? I mean, let's unpack for a second what he says. First of all, the fact that he's talking about misinformation here. If everybody was up to date on their vaccines and people got treated with Paxlovid as they're supposed to, By the way, Paxlovid is expensive. It doesn't work that well.
We just saw Joe Biden got treated with it.
He had rebound
COVID for 2 weeks.
He had a rebound infection after taking. That's how amazing Paxlovid is. I'm not saying it has no use, but folks, we all understand flu shots. What's the flu drug that they give people? Tamiflu. It kind of works to reduce symptoms for a couple of days if you start right away when you get it. It's not a silver bullet. Nobody thinks it's a silver bullet for the flu. So we understand some of these dynamics from what we've already known about in medicine for a long time. But Clay, if everybody's up to date on their vaccines, notice this is just the propaganda. What is up to date now? Four shots? If you haven't gotten four shots or is it five shots?
Yeah.
And also, how quickly are you, when they say up to date, even if there's a 2 month gap, let's say, right? Even if there's a 2 month gap in your up to dateness, you're going to get COVID then, right? So, I mean, what's the difference?
And a lot of the people that are dying with COVID are, let me emphasize this, right now dying with COVID. He's still not even looking at the data. He's correct that we're still counting 400 or 500 people as dying with COVID. Buck, you and I have been talking about this for a long time. Many of those people dying with COVID are dying with 3 or 4 additional comorbidities. So the idea that it would go to zero is not true, because we know that COVID, just use Joe Biden as an example, use Jill Biden, use the CEO of Pfizer, use Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin. These are all people that in the last week, essentially, have let it be known that they've got COVID despite the fact they got 2 COVID shots and double boosters. If those people, if Joe Biden died on a bicycle accident, right? If he fell again and he hit his head and he died while he had COVID, he would be a COVID death. And so this idea that the COVID deaths would go to zero, no, because COVID is still going to be spreading widely. And this is the data they won't share with us. Buck, the reality is a lot of people dying now who have COVID when they die have been double vaxxed for COVID, and many of them have also been double boosted. And this idea that you're not going to die if you get the COVID shots is 100% not true and 100% not supported by data.
By the way, they had about 10,000 flu deaths in 2021 while we were going through all this. No one even talks about that. We have not been able to conquer these diseases. They continue to spread. We do not have cures. This vaccine was held forward as a cure. It is at best, a short-term therapeutic that, if you listen to Alex, and I think everybody who knows this, or all the people that have been, you know, riding with us from the beginning, Clay, no, last summer we were having Alex on when he was persona non grata.
Extreme.
He was persona non grata even among a lot of conservatives. All of a sudden, he wasn't really getting a lot. You know, people were saying, oh, he's too far on the vaccines. He was 100% right on the vaccines. And what did he say yesterday? There is solid data showing an increased likelihood of infection, not of death, but of infection again with COVID, depending on whether you've gotten your 4th shot. Now, that's his, you know, that's his analysis, his data. But you have to take I say we take the people seriously who have been right all along instead of the people who have been wrong, like Ashish Jha here, the COVID coordinator for the White House, who's like, yeah, 6 feet of social distancing, about that.
CDC guidance sort of relaxes a lot of the restrictions we've had, tells us that there's a really new way of thinking about who is going to get infected. We used to spend a lot of time talking about 6 feet of distance, 15 minutes of being together. You know, we realize that's actually not the right way to think about this. That's not the kind of the most accurate way to think about this. What we know about this virus, particularly these very contagious subvariants that are out there right now, is it's really about the quality of air you're breathing around you. In a crowded indoor space with poor ventilation, you can get infected within minutes. If you're outdoors, with obviously by definition good ventilation, you can be outside for long periods of time and not get infected.
So everything they told us is wrong.
Yep,
basically.
Totally wrong. And notice that they're such cowards. Dr. Jha is such a political coward that he won't even say, okay, guys, look, and people who say, they yell at me when I say this, who are on my team, because they say masks inside don't work too. And I say, I know, but we got to push back, you know, layer by layer here. Masks outside
truly are worthless.
Are worthless beyond anyone's comprehension otherwise, right? I mean, masks outside are a freaking joke. And Fauci won't say it. Jha won't say it. Because for the people who are the true believers, it would be, but you told us the mask outside would keep us safe. You told us that, as their testosterone levels for the guys have dropped down into stelter level, they just are terrified at the notion.
You don't want to go to stelter level. I just would love to know the data on, to your point, what Alex shared with us about getting the COVID shots making you more likely to actually get COVID based on some data. I would like to know that. And what's so frustrating to me about the CDC is we don't have that data. If you've gotten 4 COVID shots, it certainly seems like there's a lot of people who've gotten 4 COVID shots who are testing positive for COVID. I mean, just in the last week, it seems like there are a lot of people in the public eye who were ending up in that situation. Does that actually make you more likely? Will they ever tell you? This is why I think we need fraud lawsuits, because a lot of times the only way that we get the truth when it comes to these big companies or these big governments is if there are criminal or civil fraud investigations, which is what I think we need surrounding these COVID shots now. Buck's trying to get in shape.
He's making some progress. He's making some. You say that like with no faith at all.
I want you to be in good shape for your honeymoon, your Costco honeymoon in February.
Wow. And shots fired.
And one way to get in shape, and I need to get in shape too. Trust me, anytime I post a photo, you would think that I weigh 400 pounds based on the comments. I got to tell you, one way to get in shape and maintain your shape is to be able to get your body being able to produce at a maximum level. And a lot of times, man, if you lift at all, you get really sore. And I think the older you get, the more sore you get if you're using free weights and you're out there, even if you're in good shape. And Relief Factor can help to reduce that inflammation and that soreness. It's 100% drug-free, all natural ingredients, 15 years of scientific research. You can try it out. It's only $19.95. Here's how you do it. Go to relieffactor.com right now. You can also call 800-4-RELIEF, $19.95, 3-week quick start. You're going to love it. One more time, relieffactor.com. You can also call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Justin Richmond, host of the Broken Record Podcast. Join me and co-host Leah Rose for in-depth creative conversations with the artists you love. Over the past 5 years, we've interviewed some of the most legendary figures in music, like Paul Simon, Pharrell, Damon Albarn, Andre 3000, and Usher. And you'll hear from rock icons like Pete Townsend, who shares wild stories about his formative years with The Who, and Johnny Marr, the legendary guitarist and co-founder of The Smiths, who has an unwavering devotion to his craft. Or the stories behind the legendary hits Babyface wrote for Whitney Houston and Madonna, plus how he collaborates with the new generation of R&B stars like Kehlani and Doechii. Listen to Broken Record on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I've had a principle for 60 years, and that is if there's a dispute and one side wants the truth to come out and the other side says, no, we don't want the truth to come out, always believe the person who wants the truth to come out. That's the person who's telling the truth. And so the Trump people want the affidavit to be released. The Justice Department doesn't. Now, I'm not suggesting releasing the entire affidavit. You can redact the names of witnesses. You can redact the name of agents. You can redact sources and methods. But let's know what they were looking for.
Let's know indeed. The hearing is tomorrow on the affidavit of the Trump Mar-a-Lago raid. That was Alan Dershowitz. Many of you probably recognize the voice, a professor at Harvard Law School who, I've got to say, he's a lib, but on issues of constitutional legal protection is willing to say things that upset his side. So whenever someone's willing to take the principled position that upsets their political constituents, you know you've got something worth hearing. And on, by the way, we're going to speak to Donald Trump Jr., Don Jr. here in just a few minutes about this raid on Mar-a-Lago, what it means for the Trump family. I mean, because remember, they're going after all the Trumps. They're going after them on trumped up, pardon the expression, you know, nonsense tax issues. They're going after them on everything and anything. We'll talk to Don Jr. about that. We may actually have Alan Dershowitz coming up later this week. So likely to be talking to him about this as well. But Clay, I remember during Russia collusion, remember they fought so hard. They didn't want people, we can't release the FISA warrant. Remember, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, used for counter-espionage and counter-terrorism purposes primarily, to engage in the surveillance, the high-tech surveillance of communications. They didn't want to release it because it was so sensitive and so secret. The more we found out about the Russia collusion documents, the worse it looked for the deep state, the Democrats, and the anti-Trump narrative. I have a feeling the same thing, even redacted, would be apparent if this affidavit gets released.
I think you're right. And don't forget how this narrative has gone. The blue checks all said, oh, look, Merrick Garland came out. He came out almost a week ago Thursday and said, we want the warrant to be released. That'll be Donald Trump's decision. And immediately everybody said, oh, look at Merrick Garland. He's called Trump's bluff. And then Trump said, okay, you can release the warrants. And the warrants came out, and they didn't actually look that bad for Donald Trump. And the Department of Justice is constantly spinning. They're constantly releasing more information. And then Trump took the next step and said, hey, and I'd also like for the affidavits that were used to justify the granting of the search warrant to be public as well. And the Department of Justice, well, they ran backwards in a hurry and filed a big brief about why they couldn't have the affidavit go public. And I think if the affidavit does go public, and again, there's a hearing tomorrow, and I hope we can talk to Alan Dershowitz later this week about it. If the hearing does go public, and we're able to see that discussion, and also maybe later see the affidavit, I think the story could disappear relatively quickly, Buck. And what I mean by that is, think about how quickly all the pivots are occurring in the country surrounding Trump. Wasn't it only like 6 weeks ago that Trump had supposedly grabbed the wheel of the steering wheel and choked
He's like Darth Vader. He could choke out a Secret Service guy just by pointing his fingers at him.
Everybody was obsessed. I can't even remember the girl who testified's name now, but Abby Hutchinson? I don't even remember, but she testified and everybody was like, this is a changing moment in American history. This is some of the bravest testimony we've ever seen. First of all, a lot of it wasn't supported by, it was hearsay. It wasn't supported by on the record evidence. But Buck, it's gone. It's totally gone. And they pivoted so quickly in the media from the January 6th hearings prove that Donald Trump is going to be charged with a crime and has to be held accountable for all of his actions to immediately saying, oh, now they're going to get Trump over confidential documents at Mar-a-Lago, and they don't even talk about January 6th now. And we just saw Liz Cheney go up in smoke in Wyoming, but it's important to note how quickly the narrative shifts based on what they think they can get Trump for, how everybody talks.
Meanwhile, in Libland, MSNBC, CNN, this guy who runs the Council on Foreign Relations, Richard Haass, where I actually was an intern a long time ago, believe it or not. So I remembered he was the president then. He's still the president of the Council on Foreign Relations. His job is to give voice to the center left foreign policy consensus, you know, for folks.
How in the world did you end up with an internship there? How old were you?
It was a fancy place. Council on Foreign Relations. I was 21.
Oh, okay. You were closer to, I was thinking you were like 16 or something.
No, I was college age. Anyway, here he is. I learned all the secrets there, by the way. The Bilderbergs, the Illuminati. I learned it all.
You know it all now.
I know it all now. Here is Richard Haass saying that this is the most dangerous time in our history since the Civil War.
There's got to be an acceptance of the rules. And for the first time in, a century, more than a century and a half, we have an opposition now that no longer does that. And this is a qualitatively different stress for the United States. It's a qualitatively different challenge. And I think over the next couple of years, it's going to play out because you're going to see people elected this time around who fit the description you've been talking about, who don't accept the basics. And the question then is, how does the political process over the next 2 years play out, including selections of electors and so forth after the 2024 elections? I don't think it's an exaggeration to say this is potentially as dangerous a moment for this country as we've seen at any time since the middle of the 19th century in the run-up to the Civil War.
The most dangerous moment since the Civil War, Clay.
Stop. I'm a Civil War nerd. I went to Civil War sleepaway camp. I hate to have to brag about this before I give you my opinion. I kind of think World War II was more dangerous. Just gonna toss it out there, Buck. I kind of think when we were attacked by Japan and we were fighting a war in the Pacific and in Europe, and there were hellbent Nazis and Japanese
U-boats off the coast of Long Island and Japanese subs off the coast of California,
more dangerous than today. Just tossing it out there.
By the way, you all have to write into the VIP email to demand that Clay does a series of history podcasts on the Civil War. If you demand it, he will do it. I'm planning a Barbary Pirates series. That's what we're looking at right now.
I would love to do a Civil War history podcast. I am still a huge Civil War history nerd. And it's amazing how often the Civil War still gets referenced as if it's still the 1860s.
But will you dress up like Ulysses S. Grant while you record it for everybody to see?
Oh, I mean, I'm from the South. I might have to dress up like Robert E. Lee. Is that even allowed?
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.